Audio 209. Describe a useful thing that you once borrowed. If I've got enough money, the Kindle Fire would be the first thing I would buy because after I borrowed it from my cousin and tried it, I couldn't stop myself from missing it. I first knew the product from my high school English teacher. She knew I was a bookworm, especially for English novels, and thus recommended me Kindle, where I can access English books at low prices. But I didn't have chance to use it until my cousin bought one. As you know, it is a low-priced tablet produced and released by Amazon. It's bigger than a smartphone, but smaller than most other tablets. It's designed to make the device easier to manipulate while still offering a relatively large touchscreen. It can serve as a computer and, more importantly, an electronic book reader. The perfect design, nice outlook, good quality hardware, and friendly interface make it an ideal device for users. To me, it is a very important technology device for purchasing online products, listening to audiobooks, and reading ebooks. It means a lot to a book lover like me. For one thing, lighter than many paperbacks, a Kindle can hold a small library of books. It's designed to interface seamlessly with Amazon's online store where more than a million titles in electronic format are available. For another, Kindle is wireless, so as long as it is connected to Wi-Fi, I'm able to buy a book or subscribe to an electronic version of a newspaper on Amazon and download it directly to the Kindle, which really facilitates my reading experience. I guess that's pretty much why it can compete with ebook readers in the market before its launch, and I find myself enjoy reading much more than before since I tried it. But I had to give it back to my cousin. Now, I also have my own one, but still remember the feeling when I borrowed it. I would say it's the most important electronic device I've ever had, only after smartphone.